I can tell the lyrics. 2, 1, 2, 3, 4.
Wow. Okay. Well, that's an uplifting song from Holland, 1945. Now, you may be saying, why the heck did you play that? I will tell you. Because the CM, which is in studio with us right now, is that's his song. That's his, what do you call it, the song?
Profile song.
Profile song on MySpace. And it is kind of up. I mean, the beat is dun, dun, yeah. dun, dun, it's driving, you know, but the words were Buried Her Alive.
Really?
It was a song about the Jewish Holocaust.
Yeah, the Holocaust, yeah.
So, there you go.
Which is, I mean, truth.
It should not be happy lyrics.
You wouldn't want it to be happy. Why on earth is that? Is that your profile song?
Just wasn't prepared for that.
Why is that your profile song?
You do know you're not Jewish, right?
I'm not Jewish. I do know.
Okay,
that.
Just okay. Making sure.
Good. You're German and Norwegian on our side.
German and Norwegian.
Mm-hmm. Little touch of Danish.
That's the sweet part.
Rolling down the freeway with a rag top down. I got a shuffle on the radio with rat face sound. I got two blind squirrels in the morning, two blind squirrels at night. Oh yeah, two blind squirrels in the morning. Radio on demand, it's all right.
And on today's show, we're going to talk about the 5th of July. That's right, the 5th of July. That's what I said, the 5th of July.
Or July.
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 Two blind squirrels in the morning, people radio on demand, it's all right.
Why do you have a problem with the way I say July?
The 4th of July on the 5th.
Because I don't say it right.
You do not.
The CM says I don't say it right.
You do not.
It's pronounced.
July, you had a cat.
J-U-L-Y, July.
In your previous life, you had a cat named July. Now, I thought that was really cute because I didn't know that's how you said July. I just thought that's what you named the cat, July. I thought that was just cute. But then he said, oh, it's the month of July. Huh? What?
July.
No, it's
actually,
July.
J-O-O-L-Y.
I think that's one of the words that kind of worked its way back into my vocabulary since we moved back
July.
To South Springs.
I don't think you used to say that.
Yeah.
July. And you had a cat named Wastebasket.
I think you're anti-Semitic.
What?
I think you're anti-Semitic.
Okay.
You made a point to say that you weren't Jewish, and now you're calling them all liars. And I just think that it's...
July.
Why don't you go hang out with Mel Gibson?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, why don't you just go hang out with Mel Gibson?
What?
Yeah.
Go hang out with him.
Yeah, go just go hang out with him. Yeah, go ahead.
What does that have to do with anything?
I don't want her hanging out
with
Mel Gibson.
What's wrong
with
Mel Gibson?
Mel Gibson hates Jews.
He does?
Yeah.
We did one night when he was drunk.
Mm-hmm. Oh. One night? What did he do? Did he make some comments?
Oh, yeah. He made a lot of comments.
It's like,
really
okay,
bad.
I hate Jews.
Yes, he was not good.
Did he apologize for all that business?
Oh, yes, yes. He
did
he
say I was inebriated?
Apologized. Yes, he did. He got arrested.
Did he go back to AA?
We
I think
love
so.
You, Faye. And we
thank
lift
you,
our minds.
She has her own hymn.
To call you
I don't think it's proper to worship
just
Faye.
Yeah, I think that's a little bit...
It's idolatry?
Yeah.
Yeah.
To chat with rats.
This is your cross.
Hey!
I'm not going to say a word here.
You shut up, too. All right. Well, on that note, let's talk about the 5th of July.
Okay. The 4th of July and the 5th.
Yes.
That's what it's called.
We went to...
The picnic. The,
yes.
We, that we went to.
Back
okay.
That we went to yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
No, on the 5th.
Yeah.
Whenever that was.
Uh-huh. So on the 4th, we went to my parents' house and we swam. Whoopsh, 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 right?
All yeah, day. I tried to relax.
All day. Swam all day. All day.
There's no relaxing with two boys.
You were floating over top of me while I was swimming. I had to jump up and...
I had to come up for breath, and I had to flip you over.
That you had to fall off of that float.
Yeah.
There's nothing I can do about it.
Nothing you could do.
Nothing.
It's not y'all's fault that you both had to do cannonballs, like, on either side of me as I was floating.
We had a cannonball somewhere.
What?
As I was floating.
Turn it so that he can talk, too. There.
He was talking. He didn't.
No, turn it the other way. This way. No. This way.
I'm trying way. To talk.
That. There you go. More. Just like that, but more. There you go.
Yeah.
Now, see, I can hear him.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Well, you'd want to do that.
Because they want to hear.
You know
what? We want to hear from the CM about this. This is one he was involved in.
Okay, so you flipped me over. You thought it was funny?
Yeah.
And the first,
in my relaxation mode to flip you? Oh, yeah.
So then we went and we did something that we were probably the most least prepared to do ever in our history
in our entire
of doing
lives.
Things.
Because?
We're spontaneous people.
Not really. No, we're not.
We are.
At least
a little
I'm
bit.
Not.
I am.
Not really the most spontaneous person in the world.
But we do really things, we do prepare for things a little bit better.
Yes, we do.
And we can prepare for things in a hurry.
And we knew that we were going to do this for a week.
This is the weird part.
But neither of us... I guess we were in denial that we were going to do it or something. I don't know what happened.
Well, because the last time we did it, we sort of just went. We didn't prepare.
Well, we did. We had a blanket and we had stuff last time.
We didn't use any of it. We just sat in the back of the car.
And that's why I didn't.
You're talking about the fireworks on the 4th?
Yes.
Yes, we went to the lake to watch the fireworks on the 4th by my parents.
I don't think we told anybody that.
This is like, we're getting to it.
I'm pretty sure we just started talking about it.
Well, I'm fixing to explain.
Like, yeah, we were completely unprepared.
I'm going to back up. And so we left my parents' house. We drove to the lake, which was only like 7 minutes away from my parents' house to get there. And it's right in town. It's right on the edge of the city. And so we drove out there and... the big fireworks show over the lake. And last time we'd been out there about 5 years ago, we just drove up, parked, and watched them, got back in the car.
Well, when we went to this private marina.
No, it wasn't. Well, back when 5 years ago, we didn't go to a private marina. We just drove up there and left.
Okay.
But this time when we went, it was a private marina.
Yeah.
And they had a guard there. They were charging money to get in.
And they wouldn't let us go in. So we had to go down where everybody else was going.
The public.
And thus, where everybody else was going, you had to climb up the hill so that you know, because the lake
has a spillway dam.
And you have to climb up
giant
the hill.
Grass hill.
And then you can all sit on top of the hill and then watch fireworks over the lake, which is great. And it's really pretty.
Plus, you had to walk across the pasture, too.
Except for the burning, itchy stuff.
Except
for
the chiggers and the burning weeds you had to walk through.
We all had on flip flops.
Yeah.
Except for me.
No sunscreen. Oh, yeah. I mean, no mosquito spray.
No sunscreen, no mosquito
no
spray.
No blanket.
We were sitting on cloth grocery bags.
Yes, cloth grocery bags is what we had to try to patchwork a quilt together with.
I mean, it worked out okay. You know, at first, I was really irritated. At
I know
first.
You were. And so was I.
I was very irritated about this whole situation.
But I knew it wasn't directed at me, so I just let you be irritated because I was irritated too.
Mm-hmm.
And here's the thing. I had to stand there for like an hour and a half before the fireworks started.
Yeah.
At least you got to sit down.
But then once I realized, I thought, you know what? It's all right. It's okay. At least I got a place to sit on. I'm good.
So, and also, we all stopped at the store on the way. The one thing we did do was all store up at the store on the way and get giant drinks. So now I'm looking around. I'm seeing all of Dallas flood into this park area place. I'm seeing like 20,000 cars. And I'm like,
there's no bathroom, and
they're all parking along the side of the road. Yeah.
Oh,
like,
the door,
there's
the bathroom
no bathroom.
Doors are locked. Why?
Oh, did you find bathrooms?
Yeah, I found a bathroom, but the doors were locked.
Oh, it's probably because it was all full.
Shut.
That's great.
Don't even think about it.
I didn't even know there was bathrooms down there. But anyway, yeah, so there's no bathrooms. We'll get to that. There's no bathrooms. And I'm like, everybody stop drinking. Because unless you're prepared to just go in the bushes, and there were no bushes, then you're on your own.
And we got there at like 8:15, and the fireworks started at 9:30.
So... We sat there.
When are they starting?
So finally they started. And, you know, Helen really enjoyed them. Mm-hmm. And
she jumped up and down. And she had caffeine that day.
She was like, look, a clown. Ooh, look, a heart. Ooh, it's Cinderella's castle.
Mickey Mouse.
Ooh, Mickey Mouse. Ooh, Mickey Mouse again. Ooh, ooh. I mean, she had such a good time.
Yeah, she loved it.
And
it made it worth it.
Passed out on the way home. I mean, it was, well, when we left, of course, it wasn't 7 minutes to get back to my parents' house.
Right, it took an hour.
of all the cars.
It did. It took an hour. We got home at 11.
Yeah. It took an hour to get home. It took an hour to go.
That's insane.
It took an hour to go like 5 miles.
Yeah.
And really most of that was the first mile.
Right.
Most of that first hour.
Mm-hmm.
So
most of it was not even being able to get on the road.
Yeah, we were just sitting there waiting.
Sitting in the parking place.
For somebody to let us in.
The flow of traffic.
She started watching Mr. McGorium's
Wonder Emporium,
and then she just turned it off and went to sleep.
I fell asleep, too.
I forget that people can't see my hand motions. I talk with my hands.
Yes.
Yeah, well, that's okay.
It's all right, as long as you explain it.
If you need to use your hands to talk, go ahead.
Just explain it.
Because it comes through with your voice. Yeah. Just like
right
now,
but nobody knows.
Right, just like if you smile when you talk, they can hear that.
Yeah, they can tell.
They can tell it.
So then the next day, we got up and went swimming again.
Yes.
And then we left, and then we came home. Yep. I know we went shopping. Yay. And then, and Brad got new Crocs, and Helen got new Crocs. And I got some new clothes. And then we went home.
Then we went home, and here's the cool part. We got invited to this little party, and we didn't know what to think about it. The person who said that we could go, they said there were going to be like 200 people.
Uh-huh.
I'm like, okay. And they said it was going to be Lake Fort. I'm like, okay. And I didn't really know what to expect because I didn't know anybody else that was really going.
Mm-hmm.
But then you invited Jill and Charlie.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Chaz, Jill and Charlie, Two Blind Squirrels fame. Also, GregCooks.com.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I was SimpleDailyRecipes.com. I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm.
Got to get it right. So I was like, okay, well, they're going. So that's at least somebody we can talk to, you know, and hang out with. And of course, Adam would be there, and you'd be there, and Helen would be there. And there's supposed to be games. And like, okay.
It's an old-fashioned 4th of July on the 5th.
Yeah, old-fashioned. So I didn't know how lame this was going to be.
It had egg toss and
so we get there,
sack races.
And it was awesome.
Yeah.
It was awesome. They had food. And this was a private party. I mean, this was not.
Like hosted by one.
One couple.
Yeah.
A lady and her husband.
Bo and Penny. And they had like 30 gallons of tea, and
they made enough homemade ice cream for everybody. Everybody brought a dish, and they had a chilled condiment bar like for all the salads. And
you talk about organized. This is more organized than Silver Springs fireworks. They had signs that said "Pull up to the house
unloading.
To unload."
It had unloading.
And then they had
signs.
Steel signs. And then they had another place to go park way back,
didn't get damaged by the fireworks.
So you went up and you unloaded up there at the front, and then you went back and then you parted, and then you set up your old tents and all that kind of stuff, and then you proceeded to have the party. And it was, you know, they had the grills going, and you went and grilled your own food.
You brought your own meat, but then everybody shared sides and desserts. Yeah.
So there was plenty of food. It was tons of food. And they had the grass all mowed and everything.
And then they had swimming pools for the kids.
Swimming pools for the kids. And
horseshoes.
And horseshoes for the adults. They had volleyball games going. Then they did the sack race, which was a blast.
Which was funny,
They did that 3 times. And then they did the egg toss, which was hilarious.
Yeah, that was funny.
So everybody's out there throwing eggs at each other. And the goal originally was not to break your egg. And then the goal is just to hit somebody with the egg.
Yeah, just to throw. just to run.
Throw as hard as you can.
Pretty much. And then run.
See how hard.
And then tug of war was pretty cool over the mud pit.
Then we had tug of war over the mud pit. Me and Charlie got involved in that. I wasn't going to do it because I had on flip-flops, okay? And they were like, and some of them were doing it barefoot. I'm like, yeah, that's cool until somebody with shoes on steps on your foot.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, yeah, no thanks. You know, I'm a little sensitive about my toes. I like to have 10. So Charlie's like, no, come on. But Charlie had on tennis shoes and socks. He's like, come on, man, come on. I'm like, no, you go right ahead, buddy. So he jumps over there and he starts playing. Well,
he loved it.
There's a mud pit in the middle.
Yeah.
Well, they start pulling, and his team's winning. I'm like, yeah, and I'm rooting for him and everything. Well, people start jumping in on the other side
to help him.
They're cheating. I'm like, no, 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 no. So I kick my shoes off, and I jump in barefoot, and I'm pulling. And I don't even know who won, but anyway.
But it was fun. And then they started wrestling in the mud, the boys.
Yeah, then they started wrestling.
That was funny.
Wrestling.
And
that was pretty cool. And then at 9 o'clock... Now, Bo has a license to do fireworks, and the fire department came. They had a fire truck.
Back up. Okay, no.
Yanis. Okay, the volunteer fire department. Okay, the volunteer fire department. Whatever, but there were 3 fire trucks there.
Chilling.
That's like me showing up and you saying, oh, the professional singers are here.
That's true. But anyway, they had a fire truck.
Okay.
Whatever.
Yeah. What if one of them is listening right now?
Doubtful. Whatever. But anyway.
It's a Yanis. Okay. They don't have the internet there.
So we see these two pickup trucks come from either side of the pasture.
Yes, loaded up, like 10 foot
above the cab. Above the cab, full boxes full of fireworks.
It was unbelievable.
I couldn't believe it.
I was like, no way.
And they unloaded and they had piles and they had it. I mean, it was so organized. They had everything all just the way they wanted it. And they had everything all ready. And they had everybody assigned to do what they're going to do. And then everybody moved back their chairs.
And then we were warned, okay.
Please move back. They've been drinking beer a while.
To move to the other side of the road. You might want to pack up your stuff and move. You don't have to. It's up to you. Just saying, you might want to go over there.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, you've been here before. Where are you going? I'm going over there.
Okay. She says, well, some of these boys over there drinking beer all day.
Yeah.
I wouldn't.
I just get over there. Just. So I'm like, okay.
So we jail. Pack up all our stuff and we go and we sit on the road, get all the kids all ready. And
now, this is not the road. This is just
their driveway
to their house. Yeah.
Yeah. So we all get ready. And then at 9 o'clock, a little after nine, it's getting dark. And all of a sudden they do the national anthem.
They play the
everybody stands there.
She sings it a cappella.
They have a lady sing it. And then they had with the spotlight on the flag in the middle of the pasture. It was the coolest thing. It was so awesome. Well organized.
And about halfway through it, they start the Black Cats.
Yeah.
And they go off. And
it was so
it sounded really much like a military thing.
All the guns.
And then the fireworks start.
Yeah. I mean, it was nonstop. Fireworks.
Oh yeah, it was like a grand finale for like a half hour.
Yeah, 30 minutes.
But it was grand, like you said, it was grand finale the entire time.
Yeah.
And it got to the point where it's like
it was so
wow.
Well, and like the first few minutes, the smoke was so bad because we were in the wind. And there were pieces of charred paper from the fireworks landing on me.
I was covered.
We were that close. That's how close we were. So we moved
back. They were going off right over our heads. This is the closest I've ever been to fireworks in my life.
This is insane.
Closer than you want to be.
So we moved back and we figure, okay, next year out of the wind. And I put my sunglasses on and I was good.
And you don't go, ooh, ah, because when you go, ah, pieces fall in your mouth.
But it was,
and we all stunk like fireworks.
Awesome!
It was incredible.
It was awesome.
At the end of the fireworks, right? At the end, when it finally stops,
it was to music.
Yeah, the whole thing was to music. And then at the end, when it all ends, then there's just a single spotlight on the flag.
On the flag,
saying the flag was still there. You know,
yeah, it was so
and it kind of brings the meaning back into the fireworks.
Yeah,
and it was just so awesome.
And then so Jill and Charlie, they'd gone over to the side to get out of the smoke, and they come running up. Jill's like, wah! I'm like, where's your lighter? She's like running like it's a rock concert. Wow, it's awesome. That's the coolest thing I've ever seen. Oh, it was hysterical.
It was great. It was great. It was like, I'm not doing any other fire.
Nope,
I'm not doing any other fourth thing.
This is it.
We're doing this.
So. We told Helen, we're like, Helen, I have seen a lot of fireworks in my life. And the night before, we went and saw the ones on Lake Louisville. And then you turn around and we saw six other fireworks shows from around the city of Dallas at the same time.
Yeah.
So there were seven shows going on. This was better.
This was the best
ever. Podunkianus, Texas.
Better than seven different fireworks.
Yeah. Was it not?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it was awesome.
It was incredible.
Yeah, and Helen, I said, Helen, you're ruined for life. You'll never anything else.
These are fire. I mean, you never been to a fireworks show where you had a duck.
Yeah.
I mean, this was that kind of fireworks.
I mean, the reality. But you know what I loved?
Things shooting off in the air like artillery shell is just like boop boop boop.
That was awesome. I've seen the fireworks on the lawn in front of the Washington Monument. I've been there and seen those.
Those were
my favorite until now. These beat those.
Wow, there you go.
And the reason why is because they started with, the national anthem, and then they ended it with, it was the meaning of the 4th of July. It was our freedom, and the flag was still there. The whole, it had just brought it all full circle.
Everybody was super nice.
Yeah, it was great.
And they had a.
And we knew quite a few people.
And they had a sink, like a metal sink set up.
Oh, it was the coolest. But Jill and I were like, man, we gotta get one of these.
It was set up outside so you could wash up.
It was like a three-tub commercial stainless steel sink.
Yeah, it was really
without
cool.
the faucets in it. And they'd taken a PVC pipe and hooked it to a hose and drilled holes in them. And then you turn a little knob on the hose, and the water comes out, and they had soap and little net thing, so the soap didn't. It was the coolest thing ever. It was the
coolest thing. They had that, and they had
porta potties.
Porta potties, because they had three, had rented three porta potties because the year before they had it in their house. I mean, they just let people come in their house.
No, this was several years ago, long time ago.
They've been doing it for 22 years.
Yeah.
Well, whenever. Well, it doesn't matter.
They had the guy
come in the house, but they have a septic system out there in the middle of the country. So it ruined their septic system.
It was like
$1,500
for the septic work. So we went to Jill and I went and toured the house. It's like a cabin. It's a really big house, but it's a log cabin.
Mm-hmm.
It's real rustic and really cool.
It's like a lodge.
Like a lodge, yeah. So you go in and they live there. It's their house. And we go and we're looking around and in every bathroom, she had taken packing tape and taped the toilets closed, and there were big signs, "Don't even think about it," on every toilet. It was pretty funny.
So
it was quite funny.
Yeah.
There you go.
It was cool. That was my favorite 4th of July now. It was fun with Jill and Charlie and the kids, and it was fun.
Yes. Adam. And Adam. Adam was there.
Mm-hmm. He was. Hello, squirrels. This is Chipmunk. I'm calling in. This is going to be extremely short. I'm calling in to plug Two Blind Squirrels, because everyone's doing Jesus Geek. We're not going to finish the rest of it. I'm not going to plug it.
But, you mean JesusGeek.info?
Yeah, everyone go to mylifeministries.org/2blindsquirrels. Just go there and you'll find the link. Like, Brad. Yeah, just...
Now, wait a minute. You have to be listening to the show to hear the plug. So you need to call John Wilkerson's show.
And plug.
Yes. That would make more sense.
I'm confused.
John Will the Mermont always plugs his show on our show. Or actually, he plugs it whenever he does anything, actually. I mean, he just says it all the time. JesusGeek.info.
Yes, JesusGeek.info.
Take an idiot, find a link for the forums, Alvin. Takes an idiot not to find a link. You can stop. No, I was just calling to plug mylifeministries.org. Bye.
Okay, that's cool. That's cool that he did
that
for
Alvin. Us. Thank you, Alvin. That was very nice of you.
Mylifeministries.org.
That's why I named him Chipmunk. I'm the one who named him
smart.
That. I named him.
You didn't name him.
No, I did.
You named him Chipmunk. You did that. You're responsible.
I am. I'd be named too.
Hello, squirrels. This is Chipmunk.
Hey, Elvin.
I listen to like 6 shows all at one day.
Oh, okay, no.
I don't advise this. That's a bad idea.
That's not good for
bad
your brain.
Bad. This will warp your sense of perception in all things that concern the world. Can you imagine having my voice in your ears for like 6 hours or whatever, 3 hours, 6 shows, about 3 hours? That's just wrong. After me and Faith go on a trip, it's about an hour and a half and we're quiet. Because I'm sick of my voice. She's sick of my voice.
So, no, I'm not going to do that to you guys. After listening to Brad trying to, basically, I'm going to be talking about incomplete sentences, so I'm going to make them, hey, I'm getting a beep on my phone. I think I should hang up. I'm going to reject the call. You know it's bad when podcasts are entertaining your life and you start rejecting phone calls from family members, you know, please.
We're more important than your family members, right? You can deal with your family members anytime.
Police officers, court appearances, parole officers.
Okay, now you probably want to take care of that.
You might want to handle that.
Have those people calling me, and if I do, I'll never admit it. And you guys can't put this online. No.
Oh, well, you just wait and see. Isn't that right?
Yeah.
Yeah. The MC says that's right.
The MC. What? You changed his name now?
Oh, the CM. I'm sorry. The CM.
What does that mean again? I forgot.
I don't remember.
I can't tell you.
Something monkey?
Cheeky monkey.
Cheeky monkey.
Oh, that was my parole officer. I'm
not. It's about time for popcorn, isn't it, CM?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Can we finish listening to the bomb diggity?
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
I'm going to jail. Don't ever catch me.
What is going on with him? He's talking about his parole officer.
He's talking to himself.
He's going to jail.
No, I mean.
He's cracking himself up.
Calm down.
Oh, that's funny.
Stop it.
Okay.
Stop it. All right.
Okay.
The reason why I'm calling is.
Yes. Well, that would be good if you would get to that.
Wait, if we had a reason.
At some time. And if near. Okay. Go.
Is it over the minute?
Oh, gosh.
He's gonna get a kick out of this. This is funny.
He's a little.
Did you have some Jolt today or something?
He needs some Vicodin or no? What's the one that makes you Ritalin? Helps you Vicodin. Focus.
Yeah.
You would know. Hmm? What?
No. Wait. How can I be on the phone for an hour and 51 minutes?
He's been on the phone for an hour and 51 minutes.
Oh, that's the time.
It's 1:51.
Oh man!
Wow! Yeah. Well, he's not shown himself in his best light. Let's just
we all have our moments.
Let's all assume that.
Oh, wait a minute. I'm talking about one of my listeners here, but
be nice.
I haven't been on the phone for an hour 26, 27. Oh, I have to stay back on track. Brad, after hearing you say all the new members, if you would have just listened to what I was saying, you wouldn't have done that. So I'm going to start editing my call-ins for Brad. Okay.
That's what I had to list all. You I had to say a shout out like to all the members.
200 and some people.
All in one show.
It was really exciting.
It was a good show.
They beep, that means stop the podcast. You can comment about it. I'll give you an example. Hi, Brad. How are you doing?
What is going on now? Is he really developing a code for how to listen to his... Does he think I have any clue?
What's going on?
I can't even... I have enough trouble just hitting play and the volume button at the same time.
Okay, that's when you the beep. That's when you pause.
Uh-huh. Okay, sure.
That's when you pause me, and you can talk.
Okay.
And then you unpause it, so you'd be like, hi, Brad, how you doing?
Okay, I got to pause the show. Now, I wait for the other beep to unpause it. I mean, I got to wait for the other beep to...
Did you pause the show?
He beeped, so I paused it.
You have to go back on.
Oh, well, I have to... How are you going to know?
You don't.
I have to wait for him to say beep again.
Yeah, if it's paused.
Oh, see, this is a bad system.
I think you should just say beep and then stop talking.
Oh, there, he said beep. So you think I should just say beep and keep going?
Yeah. No, I think that... I don't know.
Okay, go.
Beep. Beep. Beep.
Meep, meep.
Meep. Meep. Meep. Meep. Meep. Meep. Meep. Meep. Meep.
All right. So I went down to the store last night and...
What's going on?
You know, interesting thing happened.
What's going on? What is this guy? No more chipmunks on the show.
This is like 101 how to podcast listen. You guys listen when we call in. Yeah. I forgot what I was saying.
No way.
Me too. It's kind of funny.
Wait. Oh, okay, stop. Beep.
Beep.
Okay, beep. He's in the same kind of mood. Get ready. Okay, Alvin.
I'm walking down.
Wait. Oh. This is the perfect mood to be here to tell this joke.
What joke?
Why'd the monkey fall out of the tree?
Oh, why did the monkey fall out of the tree?
Alvin, why'd the monkey fall out of the tree?
I don't know why.
Because he was dead. Why'd the other monkey fall out of the tree?
I don't know, Faith. Why'd the other monkey fall out of the tree?
Alvin, why'd the other monkey fall out of the tree?
I don't know why.
Peer pressure.
Hey, Brad.
Yeah?
Free Willy called.
Yeah?
He wants a shrimp back.
Oh.
Okay. All right. So I went down to the store last night, and, you know, the interesting thing happened. And you pause it. So you basically pause during the beeps. This is like 101 how to podcast listen, because you guys listen when we call in. Yeah. I forgot what I was saying.
It's genius. That is genius.
Oh, man. This is too good. He's making me cry.
This guy is the bomb diggity. This is the bomb diggity of all calls.
No kidding, man. This is too good.
He's walking in a circle right now.
And I'm kind of hallucinating because I'm dizzy.
Let's stop walking in a circle.
got a question, too.
Okay.
Well, I finally made it on the forums, but I don't know if I heard that, because I know during one of the podcasts, I was, like, skipping through it, trying to find the call-ins. I know that's mean.
Is that all you care about? It's all you care about is the call-ins.
I was being bad, and I'm not always bad, only when I don't have my medicine.
Apparently he didn't take it today.
And apparently not. And by the way, Alvin, your parole officer called me looking for you.
No, I'm not a crack addict. Not crack if it's not chemicalized. Wow, I'm getting off track. Anyways, it's 2 o'clock in the morning. I'm not paying attention. I'm not on my medicine. My ADHD is full swing.
Yeah, I can tell.
I haven't slept all day.
You should sleep.
Because
you don't sleep in the day.
You can.
First of all.
You can sleep in the day.
It's not unusual to not sleep all day.
It's 2 o'clock. You just
said you don't sleep all day. That's nothing.
You're not helping. What are you doing?
You know what's
I'm trying
really
to steer the Titanic.
All right. And Family Matters.
You're poking holes in the
Fresh
life rafts. What?
The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Yes.
Carlton.
Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. We got Fresh Prince and the Carlton going on now.
That is so funny when he dances to that.
It's so unusual to be loved by anyone. That's hysterical. Yes. Everybody knows that dance.
That's what you see.
Everybody's thinking of it now.
Oh, yeah.
To be loved by anyone.
You got to get that little jerk in the middle.
Yeah. The little jerk. There you go. You got
my confession.
It.
You say don't do confession, so I can't confess my day.
You can confess. You can confess anything you want. If you want the world that's listening to this show to know about it.
Okay, I'll shut up because I'm way over the minute. But you guys said you're not going to be Nazis about it. So I'm going to be liberal about it.
See,
I'm going to start doing beeps. I'm repeating myself. Videos. Yes, videos. Can we post any videos we want? Because yes. I have a couple of videos of me racing.
Racing what?
When I called in before. And yes. Hang on. I was actually like speeding ahead to get in front of a car. But you guys didn't catch on to that. Not that I'm calling it on purpose, me driving fast so you can hear it. But can I post videos? Can anyone post videos, or does it have to be related to SquirrelCon?
No. Okay. No. I don't even know if you're still alive, but your head may have exploded at the end of this phone call. But anybody can post videos. Yes, you can. And you can't post videos of anything.
Yeah.
Because, like, if you post videos that are inappropriate, we will delete them. But if the videos of you racing. Yeah. The videos of you racing will be fine. Videos of strippers dancing, not fine. Okay? Videos of, you know, yourself with a puppet, good. Videos of yourself with a puppet naked, bad. Okay? That's all I'm saying. You can
puppet naked or him?
Either way, bad. Okay? No naked puppets
done.
On. Stop. Nowhere on the... So, you can post videos. Just make sure they're Christian appropriate. They don't have to be about Christianity. They just need to be Christian appropriate, if you know what I mean. Just like we are on the show. Not every topic has to do with anything related to the Bible and all, but then there you go, and here it goes. And we still got another 30 seconds of this call.
Maybe
we should just have like a new... Not forum, because I hate the forums. After trying to gain access for 2 months, I don't.
He still hasn't gotten access.
Yeah,
now
he's
listen.
In. He's
listen,
in.
Listen, Alvin.
He's in.
Oh, is this old?
Well, it's a week old. Yeah, because Dan hasn't done anything with these. So, like, by the time he listens to it, it'll be 2 weeks old.
Okay.
Oh, sorry, it's just how I was conditioned.
It's how he
it's
rolls.
A long podcast. You guys probably deleted it already, but can we post our own videos, and if not, can we make like a section for us to post our own videos?
That's
maybe
a social
it should be
site.
Like artwork when some dude is playing all the instruments, or when the girl who calls in about the scriptures, we can post all of hers there for future reference. I don't know. I could maybe post them. I have a little bit of web design.
Does he have punctuation marks at all?
It's talking about punctuation.
Does he have? Does he have a bag that they're stored in a closet somewhere? Because he's got a lot of extra. We should recycle them or something.
HTML format. But that's it. I've talked for...
Now we're in 30 minutes.
5 minutes. And you guys are probably deleting my membership.
That's the most entered. No way.
No, I'm quickly right now scanning through to find more calls from you. Because they're just, that's good.
Right now, as we speak. But okay, I'll shut up now. I need to go to bed.
Yes, you do.
Yeah, I have about 8 hours while I drive to work.
Well.
Alvin. Uh-huh. I'm calling this show Alvin and the Chipmunk.
Alvin and the Chipmunk.
That's what I'm calling it.
I don't even know what we were. Oh, no, it was the 5th of July. That's what we were.
The Alvin and the Chipmunk. That's what we're calling it.
That was something.
That was something. Seriously?
This is what happens when you try to talk to yourself at 1:51 in the morning. Mm-hmm. Remember, he didn't have us here to laugh at him when he did all that.
It's true.
That was cool. Dude, you should do a podcast.
Wait a minute. You know what we should do?
I'd listen to this. I would listen to his podcast.
That's funny. So would I. You know what we should do?
What?
Dan told us we were funny when we just drive, like when he went on errands with us around town and stuff. Mm-hmm. And we carry on. What we need to do is we need to call in to our own show.
Oh, yeah. You're a genius. People would want to hear that. then we would do the show, and we would play our call
and make fun of ourselves.
Okay.
Yeah, it's all good.
That's
a good idea.
Genius.
That's a fantastic idea.
Shut up.
Oh, serious.
Oh, good. Thank you. It is a good idea. I like it. Okay, I didn't mean it. I take it back. Don't shut up. Talk.
Are you two done? I'm going to send you to Alvin. Good grief. All right. That's the wrong song.
Yes, we need the exit song.
I was seriously considering rebooting the show.
Don't. It's too good, man.
Just reboot the show? Okay. We're going to reboot the show.
All right.
Rolling. No, I've had it. We're leaving. So.
It's all right no more, and I want some popcorn.
Faith wants popcorn. I would like for something to make sense for about 30 seconds. That would be good.
Popcorn in the microwave.
Yes?
That makes sense.
Yep, it does.
That does.
It makes a lot of sense.
Popcorn
in the microwave. Are you having butter or kettle?
Butter.
Okay.
That's gross. Why would you want sugar on popcorn?
Sweet and salty.
Seriously?
No. You're going there. Just awful.
Sweet and salty, always good.
No.
Mustard on popcorn is good.
No.
Yes. No.
No.
It has to be plain
butter
popcorn.
Butter and salt. That's the only thing that should be on popcorn.
In the bowl this time.
Caramel.
In the bowl. Make sure the salt's in the bowl. I'm going to give you the salt shaker.
Drizzle over popcorn.
Salt shaker, you bowl outside.
You haven't had that?
No.
She makes that.
Really?
Yes. White chocolate drizzled over popcorn. It is good. It is.
It is good.
It is. It is
sinful.
It was actually the 11th commandment. Thou shalt not sprinkle popcorn with chocolate.
White chocolate. Really?
Yes, but then the Lord tasted it and took that one out.
Good.
Yep.
He saw that it was good.
He saw that it was good and it was good.
And it was.
All right, everybody. Vios con Dios and
Vios
all that.
Vios con Dios.
See you tomorrow. Or actually, have a good weekend.
See you Monday.
Yeah.
Happy Friday. Weekend.
Bye.
Two blind squares, they're gooder than pie.
This show was sponsored by the grace of Jesus Christ. If you'd like to have your life sponsored by the Creator of the universe, then go to a Bible near you and turn to Romans 3:23, where it says, "For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God." But what does this mean? It means that before a holy and perfect God, we are all broken. If you know this to be true, then you must admit that you are a sinner. Sin separates us from God and prevents us from being in His presence. Now, once you've admitted you are a sinner, you must be willing to turn from sin. In Romans 6:23, it says, "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Jesus Christ our Lord." So how do we become right with God? We need a way to be forgiven for our sins, and that way is through the sacrifice and raising up of Jesus Christ. In Romans 5:8, it says, "But God demonstrates His own love for us in this, while we were still sinners, Christ died for us." Through prayer, invite Jesus into your life to become your personal Savior. It says in Romans 10:10, "For it is with your heart that you believe and are justified, and it is with your mouth that you confess and are saved." It also says in Romans 10:13, "For whoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." If you know these things in your heart, then here's an example of what you might pray. Dear God, I am a sinner, and I need forgiveness. I believe that Jesus Christ shed his blood and died for my sin. I'm willing to turn from sin, and I ask Jesus to come into my heart and my life as my personal Savior. Open yourself up to the infinite grace of God, and it will change your life for eternity. This offer is non-refundable. Valid in all states. No further purchase is necessary.